Well, in the midst of the tangi in Opotiki, the editorial manipulation by an RNZ staffer, it would seem, and of course Mystery Creek, these are all issues that have taken the eye of Winston Peters, New Zealand First Leader. He's with us now to reflect on some of them. Thanks for joining us at Te Tukuna. It's always a pleasure. Tēnā koe.
All right, good morning.
Could we start with reports from overseas being doctored to give a pro-Russian stance? This from our main, most prominent public broadcaster. I spoke with Jim Mather earlier today. There is an inquiry underway, as you would expect. But how dangerous is this type of behaviour to what we eventually receive and assume is tika?
Look, it's extraordinarily dangerous because you've got people who rely upon the news. They rely upon it being honest. This was material that was filed by Reuters coming through a New Zealand-owned taxpayer company called a business called the RNZ, and it's been altered. Now, the length of the time it's been altered, over 5 years, we find out now, and just not with respect to Ukraine, but other countries as well, is truly alarming. But I think the worst thing, I think, is the in-house inquiry that's going on about how it happened, because there should be a separate, utterly separate inquiry, a long way away from RNZ into what happened here. And our kind of country, the country we live in and the democracy we live in, we're all entitled to have different views. And as Phil Collins used to sing in that famous song, you know, you got to hear both sides of the story. But here we were hearing just lies, masquerading this truth coming from a taxpayer-owned operation, RNZ.
Well, if you can't trust them, you can always move across to Wati and use, I suspect, but that's another story. Hey, what did you make? Because a lot of talking that law and order has gone, under the pump here. We're talking about the images out of Opotiki and Whakatane, and what do you make of that?
This is very, very serious. But this, come back to your point about if you can't trust RNZ, you can go to Wātea. Well, the difference is that Wātea actually runs both sides of the story. You've got all sorts of people coming on. They're all giving their different views. And your listener can make up their mind. But from RNZ, there's only one type of story coming out. And that's why it's so dangerous. But on this matter of the highway, the road being shut between Ōhōpi and Opotiki for 2 hours, this is stunning stuff and really frightening. In this context, it is the Maori population out there that is imaged this way by a small group of lawbreakers. And that's a sad thing, because the mass majority of Maori out there working sometimes 3 jobs a week, trying to get by, and in their name and in their imagery, this turns up the front page of the Herald and on some of the news media. That's the sad, sad thing about it. And we in the Maori world, we in the Māori world have got to kick back from that, because it's not the way we want to be imaged.
Tēnā koe. New Zealand First and tax. You've had the Greens coming out, looking at a new regime. You've got some accountancy background too, I think. I certainly got a legal background, Winston. But what would be some of the innovative tax moves that New Zealand First would offer for a better Aotearoa?
Well, I was really fascinated to see someone who I do respect, because he came all the way from Kaiō and became a world leader in IT and technology in the concept of the America's Cup and other things. That's Sir Ian Taylor. And he's put an article out yesterday talking about how wrong the Greens policy is, and I seriously support him, because what he's saying is that people put enormous risk into trying to make these things happen, sometimes mortgage the whole house and you land that lot just to get ahead. And then the first thing the Greens want to do is take the money off them. So that was a fascinating article. And so Ian Taylor, as you know, is a Maori, a young Maori background, all the way from Kaiō. It's a great success story that's not celebrated enough in this country. But what we would do in tax will come out later on in this campaign. But one of the things we're going to do is use our tax policy to rapidly change the low level of productivity in this country, and also to rapidly expand our export wealth offshore. The only way we're going to get better is to create more money with added value offshore, better marketing, better product, and better returns. And alongside that, do all we can to add value here before we sell one, part of that product offshore. To send off overseas logs with merely the bark off them for some country to get 80% of the value, it does not make any sense at all. And we have lost our mojo in that context. And when I say lost our mojo, I like to use that phrase because I used it in a speech to Ray Power and Mount Albert just the other day. We have got to get our mojo back, because if we are going to be a much better, much more wealthy country, then there are numerous examples of other countries doing better than us, and we should take some lessons from them. Singapore has no resources at all, but its people. It's the size of Lake Taupo in area, and have gone straight past us to being one of the leading country economies in the world. We used to finance or help them with the Colombo plan way back in the 60s, and we had two battalions helping their security. And yet we have not learned what they have learned, how to do much better with our people and with our resources. And we're quite a resource wealthy country. I just think that we need to have the right planning with the right people, and then ask the government and the bureaucracy to get out of the darn way and let people get on with it.
Tēnā koe. You've enjoyed plenty of support over the years as a party, and personally, Winston, from Māori voters. And I just wonder if you're detecting some who are recognising that you've been consistent through your political career, and whether they're gathering around New Zealand First as you push to get across this 5% threshold. I do note, too, that media reports always sort of tag you in with grey power as if the only people that are interested in your policies and potential in government are those like me with grey hair. What do you make of that tone of media reports? Are there more Māori? Are there more young people showing an interest in the policies you're advancing?
Well, there are a lot of people there at my meetings who might have grey hair if it's in the middle of the day. And the reason for that would be that most of the people with dark hair or young hair are at work. And they still make these criticisms. They did it from the day we formed New Zealand First. They said, oh, the party's full of Māori and people with grey hair. You see what I mean? And this is a form of inverse racism, mate. And we're not going to, New Zealand First doesn't muck around on these matters, of course. We call them out. We tell the media what we think of them. We're not popular with the media, but what we care in the end. It's the people of this country we're trying to represent. And yes, you watch our lineup and you announce some of our candidates. We've got some really great-looking candidates in this election coming up. We have more people in New Zealand First than any other party who have been members of parliament, to a number that have got Māori in their background than any other party. The difference is we're all New Zealanders. That's the way we see ourselves. But if you look at the lineup coming up, you'll say, so this is stunning. But we've never run that poor Māori, poor me Māori pitch. We've always said we have the capacity to be this as equal, the equal of anybody else. And we don't want this sort of patronising racism that says, we need to help you from the old parties. That's the difference between New Zealand First and every other party. We know we can do it. We proved we can do it. We can do it in every area of the sport, in every area of our country's history. And now we're doing it sort of in some areas seriously economically. So why is this patronising behaviour from the old parties where Māori are concerned?
I can see the headline now. Winston Peters, I am suffering the effects of inverse racism.
Well, you know something? Guess who said, this is in the 80s when the National Party was in so much trouble, they were way behind the polls, and one of their leading people in the National Party in the caucus said, well, if all else fails, we'll go with the Māori boy. Yeah. How'd you like that? You know, I just ignore that snub, because in the end, if you let those sorts of behaviours affect you, then you become the willing victim. I just ignored it and kept going.
Tēnā koe. You've got some meetings coming up, I notice, as well. A chance to plug them.
Well, look, I've been at field days yesterday. We're off up north to the Bay of Islands tonight, and tomorrow there's a meeting. But it's a sort of in-house meeting with some of our planning people, so to speak. Then we've got a big meeting at the 1 o'clock at the town hall in Cambridge on this Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Tēnā koe.
And it'll be it'll be big, and you watch, there'll be a lot of people there from all sorts of backgrounds.
What did you make of Field Days? What did you take there or get from it?
Well, actually, I tell you what was stunning. It's funny about life. The weather was just beautiful. It was cars everywhere, people everywhere, but they were really lucky. The weather is just stunning. And so, in all respects, I would love to spend more time there, but, you know, five hours on your feet walking around, get a bit tired. So, it was a great day, and it's great to see that what people are doing. All sorts of initiatives, from, you know, growing your own garden at home with a small, you know, meter-by-meter box, enough to feed a family. There was a lot of innovation there, and that's what New Zealanders are really good at.
I'd guess here, and it is a guess, that you didn't wear gumboots with your suit, Winston. Am I right?
Well, you know, I saw some guys there in gumboots, like political people there, and I thought, I'm not a poser. No. But, you know what they say in the deep south, United States? What you see is what you get. I'm not going to start trying to dress up and saying what I'm not. But here's the point. I'm the only person there from the political party leadership that has that came from a farm, that worked on a farm, that milked cows all my young life. That's the difference. I don't have to put my gumboots on. Because when I was milking cows, we couldn't afford the gumboots, mate. Back then.
Yeah, you'd be right there, too. I don't know how many political leaders have done farming work. Doesn't appear, at first look, to be any besides you. And, I didn't think it would be, double-stitch lapels and red bands. It's not doesn't go together so well. Good talking with you again, Winston. Thanks so much. Look forward to our next chat. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. Winston Peters, it's 9 o'clock. Scott